You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show 131.
Yep. Yeah, 131. Baby. Man, we keep getting them, keeps going up, baby.
Turning them out, brother. Turning them out.
Yeah.
Fucking missed a lot of shit last week, dude. The world is a nutty, nutty place.
I know. What did you do again? You had a
just a vacation.
No, oh, just I thought you were going on your hearing for your ticket. Oh, okay, you went on vacation. Cool.
That's in a couple weeks, so we either have a late show or a no show, one of those. But on the calendar, we'll update the audience.
I was making fun of you. People asked me what happened. I was like, oh, I think he went to the court for this. You know, fighting traffic ticket. I was like, I think he's going to be a sovereign citizen soon.
No, but I had a freaking blasty, dude. A lot to talk about there, but yeah. So we'll get into that over the next couple of weeks. But I think we got a shit ton to talk about in the world, man.
Well, we missed the big one last week, Billie Eilish and her fucking stupidity.
Can you imagine?
Dude, she says that dumb shit on stage and then just the camera view. Well, Sabrina Carpenter, especially, just like little fucking dogs, like, oh yeah, oh my God. Oh, it's just like, oh, listen, you people in your fucking echo chamber with your stupidity. By the way, even if the land is not stolen, it's called conquered, motherfucker.
Boom. Our land.
I'm not ashamed of it. That's the way the world works. That's how lands are secured. They are conquered by motherfuckers, and that's how you get countries, because
right,
the land has been conquered. Every country in the world is basically the same. Sorry. So are you white guilt fucking no one's illegal and stolen land dumbasses? I don't care, and no one else cares, because what are you going to do about it? Are you going to give them your house? No, you're not. So shut up, Billy. Shut up with your bullshit, because the tribe that supposedly owned the land that your house was on, Once their land back, are you going to give up your $14 million house? No, you're not. So shut your dumb green-haired mouth. It's a shame, because I do like some of her songs.
Sure.
Just entertain us. We don't want to hear your fucking opinion about this shit. We don't care.
Especially when it's a dumb one.
Yeah, exactly. Just makes you look like an idiot.
And then you got to wonder, the indigenous people of America, if they stole the land before them, which probably happened.
They did.
So, yeah.
Well, all the tribes conquered each other all over the place. So if you go and do the stupid exercise of giving it back to somebody, who do you give it back to?
Right. Right. real quick, I want to, Bobby, if you want to pull up that video, we got Mr. Gracie's band was featured on Bad Friends' latest episode 306.
I like that podcast too. Bobby Lee and Andrew Santini?
Santino.
Santino.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, both of them are hilarious. I love those guys.
There we go, Bobby.
Songwriting, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be us. It's got to be us.
So they're just starting off talking about like AI creating songs and stuff like that. And then Bobby Lee brings up he heard a song. And we'll take it from there.
Yeah. But there was a song on TikTok.
Oh, so good.
What?
The AI song.
It's an AI song.
I know.
It's a live song. You know Live, the band?
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it.
Is that song, yeah. Right? It was like an R&B version of that song. And I tried to find it on my iTunes, and it's not available. It's AI.
Yeah, it's fake.
But it's sounds good.
There's AI.
Are you scared or no?
Oh yeah.
Because when I love that.
How funny is that though, Chad? He's looking to pay money on that song.
I don't know if the guy made it. This guy named the Professor, Mr. Professor on Instagram. He put it up. It's a black dude. He talks. He does this a lot of songs. And someone sent it to me, or I just saw it and I made a comment on it. I've gotten tons of followers just from commenting on that, saying I was the original drummer, whatever.
Oh, wow.
But, it's cool. I mean, it sounds amazing. These AI songs are just wild.
It totally is. But, I've done that. I use it for some things, and I was able to get some songs through. But you're not supposed to be able to take lyrics that are, written and copyrighted and then turn that into a new song. Mm-hmm. So there's got to definitely be some legalities to it. I like it because it's cool to hear a song in a bunch of different ways. As long as people aren't making money off it, I guess what's the big deal? They should be able to make it up anyway. But if they're posting it on their social medias, in a way, they are making money off it because they're attracting an audience. Their audience plays ads. So eventually it does, make money. But if they were just kind of putting it out on some website that didn't have ads or something, I think it's cool because you get to hear, how would this sound an R&B version, or how would Lightning Crashes sound if fucking Madonna was singing it? It's cool to do shit like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very good. I mean, from my standpoint, I'm great. More people to hear it, better. If it's a different version, maybe they'll be curious and go back and find the original, whatever. Yeah.
Will we admit that it's better than the club version that fucking Eddie K did on his own? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, way better than that.
Yeah.
You should have just done that instead of friggin'
the Angel Toes
dance version. Sorry. God.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Funny about that story is that's supposedly what precipitated the fight. There was a fight between Chad and Ed that actually Chad says never happened. He just said he didn't like it. And that's what Ed then used to come and get me to vote Chad out of the band. He used this impetus that there was a fight between him and Chad, and that he needed to get Chad out of the band. So he came to me, and Chad and I were fighting, and got, hey, if you vote with me, you can come on tour. I'm like, okay, good. Let's go on tour. I'll vote with you. And then I vote with him, and they're like, no, can't come on tour. I was like, oh, great. That's called.
It's called reneging. Negging, whatever the fuck it is, being
inducement, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a verbal agreement you both agree on, handshake like men do. And then so we're going to have Chad Taylor on again soon, and we're going to dive into a bunch of great things, all live history and stuff like that. But we're going to talk about the breakup and all that stuff. And I'm going to give some of my thoughts. I honestly think that, you guys broke up in 2009. And then when you guys got back together, 2000, whatever, I think it was Ed's plan from the beginning. I think it was fake fucking the entire time. And it was his plan from the beginning to fuck the three original members so he could go and tour under the band that you guys built together with a fucking karaoke track in the background, basically.
I mean, I tend to agree with you on that.
Sinister, bro. Evil. How the fuck can you do that? That's shady on another level.
Well, here's a good one. I'll give you a quick good one that he has done. And this is fact. It's in court documents. He fucking started another Action Front in Maryland. Action Front, our original company that owns the trademark, has always owned the trademark, that Ed has signed several documents saying that it owns a trademark.
Yep.
Is a Maryland corporation because Chad Taylor's dad was a Maryland resident, and he had he worked at a construction company there. We got a lawyer from Maryland, and he made the original, incorporated the original company.
Sure.
Ed went and started another Action Front with the same name. Somehow it slipped through Maryland. We don't know. We're trying to figure that out. But
in the same state?
Yeah. He goes and starts.
It's spelled the same way.
Same exact name of the company.
Wow.
Starts it and then claims that company owns a trademark. I'm like, wow. So that's how sinister this motherfucker is. That is factual. So that's factual. He did that.
But Chad, that sounds like a law is broken there. That doesn't sound like he just did something shitty. That sounds like he went. That's like saying Google is, start in California, and then I go and start fucking Google in California and claim that I did
the IP.
Yeah. That's
I used Apple as this, you know, like, oh, I just could go start another Apple Inc. And I say, oh, no, I own all the Apple IP now.
Right. Like, what? I did the iPhone. Yeah, I created the iPhone. I created the iPod. Like, but that should be illegal on not just bad to do. It seems like it's illegal.
I think it would be illegal. I don't know, though. We're sussing that out. But the point is, like, for all the live fans out there that want to defend the guy, like, he did that. He's literally trying to steal the trademark.
Yeah. There's not many live fans out there that are defending him. Like, just even on all the fans of live.
Some of them.
There's some, but they're so minority, Chad. Like, if you look at them, there's the Nick Sackos of the world who basically blow Ed on a regular basis.
Oh, God.
But if you look at it, the whole, I would say 85% of the fans are like, no, this is not live. Like, go tour under a different name. Like, if you want to play the music, fine, but do not call what this touring act is live. It's not.
Yeah, that's all well. I mean, yes, I get that. It's just the fact that he's doing nefarious fucking shit to try to,
right,
one, erase us, two, steal the band, completely steal the band. It's fucking wild.
Revisionist history.
Nick Sacco is his own little fucking, like, that guy was like so anti Chad Patrick when Ed left the band. He was a complete piece of shit about it. And then when Ed came back, he's like, oh, he's all fucking nice. Fuck you, Nick Sacco. How about that?
Yeah, baby. You heard it here. We got a bunch of shit to get to, Chad. So we're going to do a deep dive into Epstein files today and a bunch of other shit.
Sweet.
So I don't know if I want to mix in a little bit of fucking fruitness with that, because that could be a heavy subject. But just to start off on a cool little note, this is somebody, I believe, in New Jersey on a frozen lake doing donuts. And what happens is pretty cool.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And kind of expected, but here we go. Boom shakalaka.
Oh, he's going through. Bye-bye.
And immediately. I don't know if there'll
be snow. I hope he got out alive.
I don't, but he goes under so quick, bro. Let's watch it one more time. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow. All right, let's break this down a second, Chad, because you said, I hope he gets out of that. He possibly could have, but it went down pretty fucking quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then if he does get out, he's basically under a huge sheet of ice. And if he gets to the hole, he's still got to be able to pull himself out with his body going into hypothermia. So that seems like a fucking nutty spot to be in.
I've seen a guy, a survivalist, he shows you how you survive falling into icy water like that. You gotta stay still and let your body go through the shock first.
Right.
Because your initial, it's like, you know, you got to fucking let that settle and then try to save yourself. Don't try to do it while you're in that shock mode, because you're going to fucking die.
Right. He said most of the time you fall in, you start panicking. But he said you got to fucking take it real quick, get past that 3 seconds, and then get your breathing right. And then don't try to pull yourself up, like put your arms up and then start kicking your legs into the water.
Legs backwards. Yeah. So they come up and then inch yourself onto the ice, stay spread out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know. Especially if you're going to be an asshole, dumbass, and drive your truck on a frozen lake.
Is it good to know? Cause I feel like if I'm in that situation, dude, I'm not even trying. I'm giving up. I'm like, yeah, life was fun. See ya. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I think your survival instincts will kick in, my friend.
Probably. Check this out, bro. Wait, when I show you, I mean, we've known this, but this clip is amazing on what Biden is saying before he was president. maybe he was VP at this point, but dude, this is crazy. And this is not AI, folks. So be prepared for this.
Oh boy. I don't know what you're going to show, but
you have no idea, but it is fucking.
Oh, wait a minute. That's one thing in the Epstein. Hold on. One thing in the Epstein files, they said, he says that he was shot. That we had an actor as president.
Oh, yeah.
In
2019, supposedly, he was shot.
Yep. He was shot.
That Biden was shot.
And we've been saying this. There was like 4 different versions of Biden. Looked like he had a mask on in some things. His ears are different.
Yep.
It's like, because the Biden that we had does not look like this fucking guy right here.
Right. And the Biden we had didn't talk like this guy here. He talked like a complete fucking plant. And not only that, so there's a couple things. We said that there's actors playing Biden, blah, 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 blah. They're showing Optimus, the way it walks, dude, and then side by side, Optimus the robot, and then side by side, Joe Biden walking, it's fucking identical, dude. And then sometimes, like, Biden will just freeze up, like he's doing a robot walk, and then he just freezes for a second, and it's like, dude.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Because you say that, Chad, and you're like, no fucking way. But with what's going on and what's, you have no idea. They absolutely could do shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, check this out, though.
The truth.
Listen to what he's saying
about what our options are in ending this war. If tomorrow the order.
He's saying, what are our options to end this war? And he's talking about Afghanistan and how if he was president tomorrow, he couldn't just pull out. It would take up to a year because if we did that, it would leave people vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. He goes, the only way we could pull out sooner, he goes, it would be 7 months. And the only way that would work is if we left all our equipment there. And if we do that, they will be using it to kill us years from now. So this motherfucker knows this and then gets into office and pulls our troops out like that. So he knew he was putting them in harm's way, us in harm's way.
Is he dead, though?
Right. Well, right. Yeah. Point taken.
Order goes out from the president. I'm president of the United States. I issue an order. End the war today. Begin to withdraw all American troops. It will take a year to get the American troops out. Do you hear me now? That's the truth. It will take a year to get
there,
them
my God.
Physically out. Now, if you leave all the equipment behind, you might be able to do it in 7 months. And you leave those billions of dollars of weapons behind, I promise they're going to be used against your grandchild and mine someday.
Dude, what?
That is true.
Right. But the fact that he knew it. And if you just look, Chad, I mean, again, so this person that was in the office, the physical appearance outside looked like Biden, but his mannerisms, the way he spoke, what he spoke about was completely off, bro.
Yep,
and I hate to wear a tinfoil hat and talk about shit like that, but it's not anymore. It's like, it's the proof is in the pudding.
Well, we were talking earlier before we came on the show, and the left is not concentrating on any of the crazy shit in the Epstein files. All they're saying is Trump's name's in it. Trump's name's in it. Trump's name is in it. Like shit like that. Like Epstein says that he was shot in 2019 and we had a fucking actor.
Yeah.
In office.
Yeah.
Who didn't do anything. The guy wouldn't have, the guy had what, 9 cabinet meetings in 4 years? 9 cabinet meetings in 4 years, I think it was.
Right.
What?
Wasn't seen. Everything was auto-penned.
Yeah, dude. I like I said earlier before we came on, there is absolute fucking evil shit going on the left. There's like crazy evil shit going on. And the guy that, and, you know, it's all coming out with the Epstein files. They're not paying attention to any of the evil shit that's in there. All they keep saying is talking about Trump.
Right.
And it's literally like child sacrifice, you know, sexual assaults, all this crazy shit that happened. It's all coming out in the files.
Yeah.
And the guy that released it is the bad guy. He's the evil one. Trump from to the left. He's the evil one.
It's crazy. Dude, and these files are wild, so... Man. It's wild, bro. I mean, and it goes even deeper, dude. There's emails between Epstein and Bill Gates talking about fucking how do we get rid of the poor people in society? And they talk about fucking a plandemic, basically, and a fucking vaccine to kill everybody and take down, you know, make it so you can't, you know, repopulate. Like it brings down sperm counts and fucks with eggs, all that stuff. This is all spoken about in like 2016-17 between Gates and Epstein, and then all of a sudden it happens end of 2019.
And then Gates having sex with a whore and then trying to figure out how to give his surreptitiously give his wife antibiotics to fight the disease, and then she divorces him. And and I guess they just done a recent interview with her, and she's basically, without saying anything, said, I couldn't trust him anymore.
Well, she said that she left him over his relationship with Epstein, but she didn't want to get into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's like, and she, you know, again, because she probably has an NDA with this guy, doesn't want to get sued. God, I'm sorry.
No. It's just hilarious to me. I cannot take anything that anybody on the left says seriously anymore, because they literally are now being shown evidence.
Right.
Of the crazy evil shit that these people have done.
Right.
And all they can do is say Trump, 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 Trump. I just can't take him seriously. It's like, just use fucking logic and reason and like live in the fucking real world and stop with your TDS for a moment and fucking actually see what's happening or what happened with that guy.
Chad, we use TDS like as like a term, like, you know, to call out what it is. But this might actually be a fucking mental affliction that they actually need to start looking into. Like, if you could hate somebody that much and turned a blind eye to fucking pedophiles and want to put your anger towards this guy, like, there's a real mental disconnect there.
Well, they've convinced themselves that he's a pedophile, too, though. But that's what they do. They make shit up. They do these narratives about it. The you know, the mainstream media kind of plays along with them, and then they go, look, it's true, you know. And but they've been trained to hate him. They've been literally trained through psyops to fucking hate the man.
Right.
And then anything that he does is wrong, is bad, is evil. Like releasing the Epstein files. Oh, but his name appears in it. So the fuck what? He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He fucking and he turned him in.
Right.
He cooperated with the prosecution.
Yep.
And the first time. And by the way, then you have Democrats after he's prosecuted for child molestation going to him asking him for money, like Akeem Jeffries.
Do I think Trump is a crazy womanizer? Do I think he's banged hookers? Do I think he's paid for sex? Abso-fucking all over.
Billionaire playboy. So what?
Did he fuck little kids? Is he attracted to little kids?
No.
Absolutely not, motherfuckers. Get over yourselves. The whole audience is bringing up a lot of shit. Yes, Pizzagate. Pizzagate is crazy. It has come out that it is absolutely the case. And they went about it discarding it like when it first came out by making it like seem so crazy and blah, 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 blah. And then the guy goes in and shoots up the place. But if you go into the files, pizza is a code name for little girls. Hot dogs is a code name for little boys. And there's much more that go into it. And there's thousands of emails of fucking people saying, oh, those two pizza slices you gave me last night fucking did all this, blah, 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 blah. So it's a definite fact that Pizzagate was real. Maybe not
how. There's an email from Obama ordering like 100 hot dogs for the White House.
Yep. Yep.
And a bunch of pizzas, cheese pizza for the White House.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, don't worry. Obama's the God. He's just untouchable. Jesus, God. It's like you're staring evil in the face, and the guy that's putting it out for you to see it is the bad guy. That's how twisted this fucking shit is. That's how mentally gone these people are. It's fucking wild, man. And they call us the extremists and the conspiracy theorists. This is all the shit that we were talking about years ago.
Right. So I guess a conspiracy theorist now is somebody who draws dots and connects the dots on facts. That's what a conspiracy theorist
that's what it's
is.
Been the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some could be, you know, it's crazy. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the newer definition of conspiracy theorists since like, I don't know, 2020, 2019, even back to 2016. That's
right.
The new conspiracy theorists are the people that actually fucking know what's happening for real.
Right. But I hate to bring it up because like the big one back in the day was like you were a conspiracy theorist if you didn't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman and killed JFK from the book depository. That was like, if you were drawing lines, connecting those dots there, you were conspiracy theorists. I think that's where conspiracy theory like came out. Like they started labeling those people that. But that was real. So from the beginning, they labeled people who were following the truth as conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
Crazy.
100%.
Crazy.
100%. And here we are. And then, well, I've brought it up before. Then fucking Obama rescinds the Smith-Munn Act in 2012. And that allows the U.S. government to propagandize the U.S. public. And look where we've come. Look where we are. We got a 34-count felon in the office.
Yeah.
That's all they.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
I can say. That's all they can say. The fucking whole thing was designed so that there's the whole everything. The only thing those people can say on that side, it's 34 count felon. 34 count felon. and they still say it.
I want to play a video from one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. I had never heard of her before, Jessica Lee Collins. And again, so I don't know if this is a real victim or not, but I'm pretty sure it is. But I just want to play it to get her voice out and see, you know, what the deal is. So again, I haven't vetted this or anything, but I just watched her video and it touched me. So I just want to play it.
Real victim of Jeffrey Epstein. The reason you don't see me in the news is because I am a real victim. Real victims are not being represented by attorneys or in the media. I was trafficked to Jeffrey Epstein and Andrew Windsor by Deborah Palfrey, the DC madam. I was a student at...
And Chad, the reason why I play this is because she names names. So again, I don't know if she's real or not, but she names names that you could draw back to. And if you're that brazen, I feel there's some credence to it. So that's why I'm playing it.
Yeah. Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. in 2002. I answered an ad in the city paper. The ad was ambiguous. Deborah was professional. I thought I was going on a real job interview. Instead, I was drugged and raped by Paul Hung. I tried to tell Deborah what happened, but something she said made me realize she knew what happened. At that point, they had my driver's license.
Wow.
And I did not know what to do or where to go for help. At that point, I was driven by Jonathan Luna to the Bethesda Marriott on Pook's Hill, where Jeffrey Epstein and Andrew Windsor drugged and raped me.
Wow.
I have tried to get help. I called the police. I was abducted for 2 weeks. I was moved from Washington, D.C. by Ed Norris, who was the superintendent of the Maryland State Police. He is now an actor on the show The Wire and has a radio show. My name is Jessica Collins. I live in Virginia. Today is September the 3rd, 2019. If anything happens to me, it's because this information is true, and I have a lot more information about who I was trafficked to in the government, people who are in the White House today. If you could redistribute this video, please save it and redistribute it. If anything happens to me, at least I have this out. I have been threatened. My car was disabled by a government employee when the Jeffrey Epstein news broke. I have been without a vehicle for 40 days. I don't know what else to say. Please save this video. Please redistribute it. Please try and spread it. There is no way that this is going to get out there in the media.
Good question.
Good question. Is she still alive? Because this was in 2019. So, audience, get on that. That's fucking crazy, dude.
This Ed Norris guy checks out. I mean, what she said about him is true. He was the
chief of
20-year veteran New York Police Department, served as police commissioner for Baltimore, and then he was the superintendent of police, Maryland State Police, in 2003.
And now he's a fucking actor on the whatever show.
Yeah.
Funny how Hollywood takes in those elite pedophiles and puts them in a fucking...
We talk about those fucking idiots, but yeah. Sick
wow,
bucks.
Man. Yeah, so people like Scotty Blackman saying, like, why have I not heard of her name before? That video is from 2019. We're just seeing it now. Like, is she alive? And if she's not, how fucking telling is that? Insane. And, like, she says she's reported this. Who's looked into it? And if you have... Can we get the details of that investigation and what you found?
This motherfucker, Epstein, was so connected on every strata of law enforcement, government. I mean, it would be almost impossible to get something. Like, if you're just that woman, it's almost impossible to get it reported to someone that's going to do something about it.
Right. Chad, did we mention him hitting the lottery twice before the show started, or did we do it on the show?
I think you said that before the show started, Joe. Yeah, that's fucking insane. So, just say that again.
Yep. I thought I had. Yeah. So let me pull it up because I got a fucking article on this. So Jeffrey Epstein from like 2005 to 2008, I believe, hit the Powerball twice. The odds of that happening are one in like 842 quadrillion.
What?
So it just shows that our lotteries are rigged. The elections are rigged. And this chat, so this is just an Instagram post, but I literally pulled this myself from the Epstein file. So it's in the 3 million pages that the DOJ released. It was claimed by his trust, Zorro Trust, which requested the cash option and received the payout on behalf of the ticket holder. So the one was hit for 85 million. The jackpot cash was 41.3. They took the payout of like 24. And then there's another one somewhere along time that. But look at it. The odds of winning the Powerball twice are 1 in 85.4 quadrillion.
Oh, my God.
And how many of these 1 in 84.5 quadrillion does this guy have? The fact that he has JonBenet Ramsey on his shoulders and she winds up dead is probably another 1 in 85.4 quadrillion.
Right.
Crazy. So now we got to ask, who's running the Powerball? And they must have ties to him because, you know, he won it twice.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Crazy. Crazy.
What's the other little girl that got abducted over there in Europe, Madeline something? There's possible ties that that Ghislaine was close to her too when she got abducted. Madeline, what the hell's her name? That little British girl that got abducted in Spain or whatever.
I don't remember, but of course, dude, Ibiza, of course she's part of it.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm finding out that. I want to play this other video because we're doing a deep dive on this, but this is all good stuff. Ghislaine was a fucking like Disney. She worked for Disney and would take kids on cruises. And guess where one of the stops was for snorkeling? St. James Island, bro. Fucking nuts. Like you cannot make this shit up, but she worked for Disney, dude. Disney's all over everything, bro. When are people going to be looking into this company and their shadiness?
Yep.
And Nickelodeon.
Yeah. And what's that guy, the producer director guy's name? The fat fuck.
Yep.
He was a freaking predator. Known predator.
Known.
Yeah.
Disgusting, bro. We got a lot to get into. Oprah fucking going to that island 11 times. Those fucking 30 African-American chicks disappearing from her school. We got a lot of shit to get to today, folks.
They weren't African-American. They were African, weren't they?
African. I'm sorry. Yeah. They were black. School.
Wow.
Here we go.
I used to work at Disney. I guess it'd be fucking crazy if she was actually a Disney child talent scout for several years. Yeah, here's some more pictures. How did I not know this? I know a lot of stuff about Jeffrey and Ghislaine, but I did not know that she actually worked for Disney. Here's some more pictures. I guess it'd be really crazy if the Disney cruise line, let's just see. Well, St. Thomas and St. John excursions, right. I guess it'd be really crazy if the Disney cruise excursions, spectacular and family adventures, went literally for a snorkel stop at Little St. James Island. What?
Jesus God.
What the fuck? How? I mean, I guess it'd be kind of crazy if all the symbols line up. Even the fucking Ellen DeGeneres show. What the? Wouldn't it be crazy if...
Yeah, isn't that telling, Chad? The Ellen DeGeneres show, her background has a blue and white lines going down just like Jeffrey Epstein's.
Temple thing. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all wild, man. But the left says Trump. Trump's name in there. They don't talk about any of this stuff. It's fucking wild.
Well, I think what they're not realizing is that we now can go through these files in real time just like they can. They can't lie to us, man. Yeah, his name's in there, but it's nothing credible. So fuck off and stop trying to, you know, mask what's really going on here. And this is what we're
looking at, real evil in the fucking world and going after that. because you care, because you claim to care and like be tolerant and want to help people and are empathetic, but you don't give a fuck about any of this crazy shit that happened that's coming out now. All you still care about is Trump's name's in the file. It's like you just can't take these people seriously anymore. Like you cannot take them seriously on anything.
Yeah. And we haven't for a minute, but it's like, people, wake the fuck up. You're becoming part of the problem. When you're this complicit or this naive and this dumb, like, you become part of the problem, and maybe you need to be slapped a little bit too. But like,
look what just happened in Virginia. They elected the Democrat woman governor. Mm. She's come in. The Democrats now have the governor, both sides of the house in Virginia. They've just passed 50 new taxes. They're passing laws to lessen the punishments for rape, murder, all kinds of crazy freaking crimes. They're going to lessen the punishments for them. And they passed 50 new crazy freaking taxes. And that she ran as a moderate Democrat. It's like, that's what you get when you vote for Democrats. That's what you get.
And when you go really far left and vote in fucking Mamdani, you get snow piles up the yin yang and then 35-foot garbage piles that were sitting there for fucking days. I think they're still sitting there.
Good luck, people.
Good luck.
Well, we can go off on Democrats and run Democrat-run cities all day long. But let's stick to the Epstein files. Sorry.
Yeah, man. No, all good. But yeah, just wanted to raise that fact that Oprah is fucking part of this. Like, the people that are so, loving and I want to give this, I want to give that, they seem to be the most evil fucking. Mm-hmm.
They use that loving, caring attitude, that persona as their cover for their fucking evil, demonic shit that they do. And by the way, why have the last, I don't know, at least two Olympic openings been completely filled with demonic fucking science? Like, what is going on? Why
now? Do you think that is
all the pop stars doing it? It's crazy.
Yeah, because even if you're doing it to kind of troll people and to bring like eyes to you, you're still amping up an evil part. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're just doing it to kind of be like, oh, I want to be controversial, like, you're still propping up that negative, evil satanic rhetoric.
Yeah. Why do the Olympics want to be controversial? Why do they want to push people's buttons? Why do they want to have demonic symbology in their opening ceremonies? Why do all these pop stars have demonic symbols? Like, I'm not even that religious, right? I don't care. Like, I get it. It's art and blah, 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 blah. But why is it all demon based now? Why is it all fucking evil demon based stuff now? It's all concerted effort. It's just trying to normalize it. It's what it's doing.
100%. In sticking with the Jeffrey Epstein vein, I did want to bring up disturbing facts about Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. So check this out. As we go through, hopefully they get into the things in here. I just want to read some of these. Seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just, I want to put myself in jail, she puts. And these are all from like 2011 all the way to like 2013. She went on a mass deleting spree after these all became public.
All this shit. Yep.
She says, I am going to jail over pizza. So as we all know from the Epstein files, pizza is code name for little girls, hot dogs for little boys.
Pizzagate back in the teens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It always weirds me out how strong little toddlers' tummies can look, and I am aware of how absolutely disturbing that sounds. What? A belly and a shirt with a small, sexy toddler on it saying, number one, duh. What does a guy wear to a toddler's and Tierra's party? Nothing, because I don't go. I want pizza. Brad Pitt just handed us pizza. I woke up this morning with a pizza on my chest and ranch dressing all over me. So if you think I'm too good for this, you're sadly mistaken. And the ranch dressing is another code word that was in there, debunked in the files. Pedophiles.
Not debunked.
What's that?
You said debunked. It wasn't debunked. It was verified.
Yeah, verified, whatever. My bad. Johnny and I are on our way. Johnny Legend, on our way to the Hollidale. Karina Belanoff is serving a nice four-year-old cheese pizza with adrenochrome. What? I'm about to Anthony Weiner this kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have blockchain over 1 million people, 1 million people today, and I'm still flooded with 6 psychopaths, so please spare me. Just ignore them. They're just trolls. No, bitch. We're on to you. We know what the fuck you did. Anyway, it's just crazy, man. And you're so public about it. And then, like, you're just throwing it right in our face by using your innuendos and code words. And
right. And then they laugh it off like, no, we were just joking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, you're not. You're not joking. You're a sick, friggin' pedophile piece of shit.
It's crazy, bro. And when are arrests going to be made? And we said it, like, why are they redacting names in emails when people are talking about crazy shit? Like, why redact those names? Why release the files and redact the names? That doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, this one part of the Trump Justice Department that I'm just a little disappointed in. It's like, we want arrests. We want people. I don't care what political party they are. I don't care what positions of power they're in. I don't care who they are. I want them fucking arrested and put in jail or executed. Either way, I'm fine. 100.
And if it doesn't happen, dude, I feel that is the end of America. If the people that lead this free world at the highest levels are able to get away with pedophilia, this country cannot stand. We are no longer the great society that we once thought we were and should spread throughout the rest of the world. We should be taken off the planet if that's okay in our leaders' minds.
I agree. Well, I mean, it's the global elites. It's Hollywood. It's the mainstream media. It's the government. It's fucking all these layers are all implicated in this shit. And we've been talking about this for years. And yep. I didn't know all this was going to come out in the Epstein files. I thought it was just going to be some crazy stuff. But like, there are things that are being now, you know, basically vetted, like Pizzagate, for instance, that we talked about in 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yep. Look,
and there's still people that just are like, it's the Republicans are fucking evil and Trump is evil. Like, wow. It's being put in your face and you're still going, no, Trump's evil. Trump's bad.
Right.
Trump's bad.
Right. Well, can both be true? Can Trump still be bad in your brain, but you still go after these fucking pedophiles? Even that would
be
more
okay.
That
could be fine, too. You can still think he's bad, but, like, at least go after the fucking pedophiles and want them arrested and look at this stuff. Like, just at least go look at these files and, like, see the crazy shit that's going on. You can still hate Trump. That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. But do the right thing on the other side. We're getting back into Epstein, but I just want to break it up real quick to show you. This chick has... I think she's on the spectrum and has Tourette's or something like that, but she has the best form of Tourette's, dude, and tics. Her tics are like, fuck you, go fuck yourself, blah, 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 blah. And,
Oh, is this Bailey whatever?
It's Rachel Chalif. Here, I'll play it for you. But it's the best tic, dude. And I want to have it.
Rachel or Keaton, I have Tourette syndrome. Fuck off. And this person said, not being able to handle someone ticking, fuck off, doesn't make them evil or hateful or uneducated.
The fuck off is a tick, dude. It's like she's not saying that to the guy. Yeah.
Hated. Some people simply can't deal with the sound. I'm going to tell you right now, fuck you, bitch. I'm autistic. I have major sensory issues. I'm also incredibly migraine prone. I sometimes, will get headaches from my own ticking. So, fuck you, bitch. You know, if I'm in the same room as someone and I'm ticking a lot and they have a headache and they tell me, fuck you. Hey, I'm just going to go into the other room really quick for, fuck you, bitch, some quiet time because I have a headache. I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, you're so ableist. How could you say that to me? You know, that's totally irrational. I'm not an idiot. However, if someone tells me, suck my dick, that they can't have any sort of personal relationship with me because they can't handle my tics, yes, I'm assuming they're uneducated.
Yeah.
Because one, I do not tick all the time. I can go hours without ticking.
Dude, I can't, I'm going to play the rest of it, but people don't want to hang out with her because she ticks like that. I want to hang out with her because she ticks like that, dude. Like, I think that's the best. What the fuck is wrong with people? Like, for one, you could have a good time with it, you know, make light of it and you know, have fun with it. But two, like, something is going to stop you from hanging out with a person because of a physical thing. Like, I don't know.
Well,
it just doesn't make
because they, the person, that person doesn't want to be embarrassed. They're it's their own little insecurity. Like, they're fucking worried about how people are going to look at them for hanging out with her.
Oh, got you. See, yeah, see, that doesn't even register in my brain. I'm just like, oh, I would have so much fun with her out in public. Like, if people were looking at us, like, I might start doing it with her. Like, fuck off. Like, as we're, you know?
Fuck off!
Like, I just, yeah.
Have you seen those t-shirts and hats that says F, and it's a crow, and ca off? F,
no.
Fuck off. Oh, my God.
No. Great. They fuck stole off. It from us, bro.
Fuck you. And just because I am ticking in a certain moment doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, as consistent as it is right now or in some of my other videos. So factually, fuck you.
But does this tell you that God has a great sense of humor, though? Like that this could be a tick?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, because
oh, no, there's another girl. She just got a fucking TV show. Her name's Bailey something. She was the original, like, Tourette's girl on all the social media. She I can't remember her last name is, but she does the same shit. Like, she has all these, like, fuck you, suck my dick, like all the same things, all the same kind of ticks.
But is that like, so is Tourette's only do that, or can you tick to say like good things? Like, can it be like, I love you and you're the best, or is it always like vulgar stuff?
This form of Tourette's apparently is the rarest, where you say things and swear. Most Tourette's is just like ticks and, like, you know, you make some noises, but you don't say words. Like, so this is one of the rarest.
Gotcha.
But it gets the most attention because she's constantly saying, fuck you, suck my dick, you know?
Right.
To get the attention.
But it's just so, like, I wonder where that tick comes from. Like, why wouldn't it be other words? Like, you know, why is it like, fuck you, it's like my dick, and, you know, funny shit.
I am not constantly disrupting people within my vicinity. 2, fuck off, bitch. Do not tell a disabled person that you can't handle their disability.
Right.
That is just so incredibly fuck off. Disrespectful, fuck you. Hurtful, and how do you think we feel? Fuck you, bitch. We live with it every single day. So hopefully now you understand why. Well, I would simply assume that someone is uneducated if they make an excuse saying that they can't be around me because of my disability. It simply doesn't make any sense. Much love.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love that. Because I always wanted to kind of do that. Like, I've always been in a situation, I'm like, it'd be so great to just be like, fuck off, and, you know, whatever.
just,
you know?
This is why you want to understand why it happens, because you want to do it.
Yes. Well, because I wonder, because it's hard for me sometimes not to do it. So I wonder if, like, maybe I was on there and I just figured out a way to pull it back, because I do have compulsions to do shit like that. Mm. Or if it's just like, you know, maybe a lot of people have those compulsions, and if you feed into them, it turns into that. I don't know.
Right.
It's
a good question as to why, when they tick this severely and they're saying words, why is this fuck you and suck my dick, and like, why is that?
Right. Yeah, and sometimes she's saying it like, it
Troy
fits
says
into
that's
what,
John's dream woman.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes she's saying it kind of fits into what she's talking about, because she's like talking about people that have wronged her, and she'd be like, fuck off. You know, like, it actually fits into what she's saying there. But getting back to the shady, dirty world of fucking Mr. Epstein, check this out, dude. So again, I'm going through the photos and stuff and just kind of looking at them and blah, 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 blah. And I stumble upon this and I'm like, what the fuck is that? So a couple speculations on it. This is in his house, and you open it up and it leads to the ocean. And a couple speculations were that he dumped victims there, so sharks would come and eat them. Bodies are gone forever, blah, 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 blah. Other ones are that the stairs going down, it's tunnels. So it's a way for him to get people on and off the island without being seen, whether it's dignitaries or whether it's people he's trafficking. They come in underneath the water and
That would make sense. Bobby said that he read in the Epstein files that he had 330 gallons of sulfuric acid delivered to the island.
Yeah. Yep. I saw that. But what is that's like bomb material, right?
No. Sulfuric acid is a very strong acid. It'll dissolve a body in like minutes.
Okay. Because when I saw that, I was like, what's
like
the significance
and all,
behind
dude.
That? Wow.
Gone.
Wow.
And, you know, I said the comparison, like, think about a 55 gallon oil drum. That's pretty big. You can put a whole body in one of those. So
oh,
this is
yeah.
330 gallons of it. Like, that's a lot.
That's like, yeah, that's like a country you're dissolving in that.
Yeah, you can dissolve a lot of bodies in fucking 330 gallons of sulfuric acid.
Because I think with the regular one, like you said, the 55 gallon drum, you could throw a body in there and only fit one in there. But after it dissolves, you could throw another one in there and then that dissolves.
Yeah. Right.
So if you have a truck like that, my God, what are you dissolving? Like, that's like a lake of bodies that you want to take out.
Put up Scotty Blackman's comment here. What's he saying here?
Like on Breaking Bad? Or a different one? Oh, have you all seen
Scotty? That's Troy.
Have you all seen the video of this guy showing a drawing with names and places on it, like where an escape from prison and the country? No, but I did see a couple wacky things on Epstein. So the DOJ supposedly has a file where they put out Jeffrey Epstein's death, and it's dated the day before he died. So like they had this thing like made up before he was dead that he was dead. Two, the guard, there was a guard the day that he died that went on 4chan. This is in the Epstein files. You can go and look at them for yourself. Went on 4chan and said he saw them swap out the bodies. He's scared to blah, 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 blah. That dude was never heard from again. Yeah.
Of course.
And then they were showing like the autopsy photos or, you know, like the death photos. Cause I don't think they have the autopsy, but like pictures where he's dead and the nose is hooked. It's not his nose. And the ears are different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they're showing a dude in Israel with long hair, a beard that has almost Jeffrey Epstein's exact features, followed by heavy security. Mm-hmm. And the pictures are pretty damning, bro. Oh, and here's another one, Chad. Drone footage of Epstein on the island. It's a big, it's a high up thing. And then you're looking at it. And I saw this when it came out like a couple weeks ago. And it looks like Epstein, like, you know, from the time he was supposedly dead in prison, like he saw the short hair and stuff like that. And he kind of looks up and like the body kind of looks at him, but you're like, that could kind of be anybody with long hair. It's so far away. They use AI to zoom in, bop, 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 identical to his face. Now, again,
this is on the island.
This is like, on the island.
Like recently, fairly
no,
recently.
So this is like a week or two after he was supposedly dead thing. Yeah.
Right. Well, did we talk about this on the last show we did 2 weeks ago that, who owns the fucking island now? Like,
no, we said who owns his estate? Who's doing all this? We never got to the bottom of it, but it was a question we raised.
Because apparently everything's still maintained on the island. Like, it still looks good. Everything's being kept, well kept. It's like, who owns it? What are they doing? Like, what's going on there?
They had this, you know, like these Nick Shirley's of the world or whatever. They just had some streamers go out there, content creators, whatever. They rented jet skis from St. What is his island? What is the name?
It's Little James. St. James.
So they rented jet skis from Big St. James or whatever, took them over to the island with drones. One of the guys stayed on the jet ski. The other guy went on the island, and they have drone footage of him on the island. He has, you know, like body cam footage, even though he's not an officer or anything. And it shows the island is heavily fucking, there's people still on there. There's trucks moving. There's security. There's all this shit going on. The island's still kind of fucking in use, and he finally got chased off the island and made it out. But it's a good video to watch. I wanted to pull it through today.
Yeah, there's Great St. James Island. We were talking earlier about where the airport was. There's no airport on Great St. James Island, so this must be on the main island here of
whatever the main island.
Yeah, the only airport is the main airport on. What island is that?
Look at Chad acting like he doesn't know, like he hasn't been there 9 times and has the direct route.
Yeah, I got a confession. Like, I'm Illuminati, I've been on the Epstein. My name's coming out soon on the Epstein list. No, sorry, fake.
So another email to Eva.
Not important enough.
Hey now, yet. Eva Dubin or Dublin Dubin, I think it was, right into Epstein. And she was saying, like, you know, they found details about RFK Jr.'s wife that they found suspicious because she was found hanging or whatever. And he just wrote back, whoops. Like, in other words, he had something to do with it, which is fucking, that's fucking damning. I'll just put that up so the audience can see that it's directly from the files.
Scotty is talking about Little St. James being shaped like the Nickelodeon logo too, just like you said.
Yep. Yeah. Let's
Epstein
go.
Said, whoops! After finding out.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. RFK Jr. had a wife that killed herself.
Apparently.
I didn't know this. Okay.
Me either. I knew he was married before this last one, but I didn't know anything. Because doesn't he have kids like that are older or something?
I believe, yeah.
We'll go to ours then, Chad, and share, because I did a video on that real quick. Let's go here. Do a quick little share just so the audience can see.
How creepy is this shit, bro? His island is the Nickelodeon symbol.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of dead on, dude. I mean, it's definitely like a drawing of it. But the similarities are like the curves of it. And then that little piece of the island that's not part of it, not connected.
A little other, I think that's Dog Island is what that's called. The little island.
Aha. And the fact that we know Nickelodeon was heavily, there was so many creeps in there that fucking molested a lot of kids and stuff like that. So it wouldn't, you know, surprise me that they were that nail on the fucking nose, man. But how, like, the part that pisses me off, Chad, is like there's so much of this shit that's in our face. Like they're so brazen with it that it just shows that they had no care of being captured. They were doing it as like a flag. So like if you did draw two and two together and made four, you could figure out your way to the island so you could be part of the pedophile group. Like they put out these symbols. So like if you're in that world, you could get to it.
Well, then people that were talking about early on were remember when Epstein was a conspiracy theory by the mainstream media?
Yeah.
The whole thing was a conspiracy theory. Remember that?
Yeah. There's an island out there where little kids are being trafficked and fucked on a regular basis, killed, sacrificed.
Conspiracy theory. You guys are crazy, you tinfoil hat wearing motherfuckers. Yep. Like, nope, we were right.
Yeah, Bobby put this out. This is good. It's not his Xbox account. It's his Fortnite account, but he's got a Fortnite account, and it's Little Jeff One or something.
Oh,
and
I saw that.
Yeah, it was his like YouTube account that he used for a long time, and it supposedly it just bought within the past month or two, like it spent money on the account and bought some shit in there.
Right. Oh yeah. Again, there was it Roblox or Fortnite? Yeah. No.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Fortnite. And Fortnite put out a statement about it saying that it was someone else that renamed the account. Some other older account, but like they pointed out, the internet sleuth pointed out that that's bullshit, because Fortnite will show you if you renamed your account, it will show the old account name on the account.
Right.
And so that account's always been Little's. It looks like Little Saint Jeff, like Little Saint John's.
I think you're right. Little Saint Jeff One. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you look, it could also be Littlest, whatever, because yeah, like you brought up earlier about Bill Gates, like what a fucking shady. And
well, we've like been saying Bill Gates is evil for fucking ever too, but everyone's like, no, he's great. Oh, he's no.
But if he's so sexually depraved, it looks like the girl he married was so sexually conservative. Like it looks like she never wanted to jerk him off. Like, why would you marry somebody like that when you're apparently a freak upon freaks? Like just for cover?
And fucking, yeah, you know, your public persona, dude. You got to keep up that public persona.
Yeah, marry a nerd
like,
to
like. So, yeah. Anyway, there's a famous NBA star that was way worse than fucking Rodman as far as like being crazy and sexually debaucherous. But you think he's like the top man in the world?
Wait, I didn't hear that, Chad. I'm sorry.
I said there's an NBA star, huge, gigantic NBA star that is what was way more debaucherous and crazy than fucking Robin was. And Robin was on a team with him. But everyone thinks his public persona is that he's like the great guy and he's the good
Jordan.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Apparently he was way worse. Not in like evil way, but just like womanizing and all the shit. Like all the stuff that you would think Robin does, Robin did do. But Jordan
in an evil way. supposedly Jordan's father got murdered because of Michael Jordan's gambling debts.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. When I said not in an evil way, I'm talking about like pedophile and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. I'm just saying that like public personas are kept up for a reason, so that, you know, brand deals and corporate, you know, stocks and just, you know, there's all different reasons that people keep up these public personas like Bill Gates.
This is what I was talking about before, Chad, that is just so shady that so the day before Epstein is dead in jail, the U.S. Attorney's Office draft statement dated August 9th, 2019, one day before Jeffrey Epstein's death, stated that Epstein was found dead in his cell. The day before, bro. Mm. How are you that clairvoyant?
That's strange.
And weird. It's literally from the Epstein files they released.
Right.
So, I don't know how you do that, but again, I'm not smart. So, it's just so much shady.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Crazy. I was going to say, under which president did Epstein get put in jail?
I believe Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Trump releases all the files, but he's a pedophile and he's in cohorts with Epstein. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
right.
Follow the logic, people. Stop with your bullshit. It's so dumb.
But the fact that these people can't follow the logic is like,
they don't want to.
Right. But why would you want to be on a team of pedophiles, bro? Like above all, be on the right.
They don't
side.
Care about that. They don't care about that. They crazy. Only care about getting Trump, dude. That's all they care about.
Crazy. Like, that's a level of warpness I'm fucking blown away by.
That's where they live. They live in propaganda and fucking, and you know, completely devoid of logic and reason. It's just all about hating Trump. Whatever he does, whatever happens.
You know what time it is. Yeah.
Two voices in the air, they vibe, they glow. They got the kind of spark you wanna know. Dropping thoughts like stars, watch them flow. The gracious blue, oh yeah, it's true.
Bill Clinton's a pedo.
They talk to Hillary.
Yeah. Kills people.
It's real. Conversations that you want to feel. Every word's a ride. They've got that deal. The grace is due. Oh, yeah, it's true. Laughs and wisdom all for you. The grace is due. They're breaking through.
Yeah, yeah, baby, baby. Mm-hmm. The gracious two, their balls are blue. That's right.
They need more attention from you, hotties.
Drain them out, ladies. Yeah, one day we'll get to the end of that intro, but not today, folks. Not today. But yeah, dude, it's just crazy. Oh, this is funny, dude. Again, to break up the monotony and of all that we got going on with the world. Good old South Park, brother. I don't know what word they're trying to spell here, but let's see.
Oh my God, this is great. This
story is people who annoy you.
People
audience,
who annoy
keep
you.
Quiet, please.
Watch the cameraman.
Well,
10 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
Well, I know it, but I don't think I should say it.
5 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
All right, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Naggers.
Oh, naggers.
Oh. Naggers, of course. Naggers. Right.
Can we cut to
Well, Gave it my best shot. At least we had a fun trip, huh, gang?
I can't believe you said the N-word on national television.
Why? Well, what was I supposed to do, Sharon? I thought I was going to make $30,000. Stanley, the only reason Daddy used that word is that he thought he would win money.
Category is...
Good old South Park, man. That's hysterical.
I love
it. Did you watch the Super Bowl, Chad?
No.
Yeah, I didn't give two fucks about it.
I didn't watch it. I especially wasn't going to watch it because of Green Day. Actually, I would have rather seen Green Day play the halftime show because you know their songs and you can sing them. They're not fucking Spanish. Okay? Who is Bad Bunny? Like, who the fuck is he? Like, I know he's kind of big with the kids and stuff. He sings all in Spanish.
I thought he was an actor. I didn't even know.
No, he's some kind of he's a Puerto Rican music artist who sucks. Did you ever? I just came upon this video of him singing. It's actually a board tape of him actually singing. He's fucking horrible. Like it's all recorded and fucking auto tuned. Like it's his real voice is awful. And apparently his lyrics are like all like I fucked a girl and she sucked my dick.
Oh, that was good one. Yeah.
So. Why would you have an artist who has no songs most people don't know?
Right.
And are all in Spanish. How is that
especially
part of America's game?
Especially when Trump just made English the national language.
Right.
You know?
Like, but what's the NFL doing? Like, what are they doing?
Isolating. Why? They're good at that, dude. They're good at losing ratings. They've fucking done it for the past 10 years. Ever since Kaepernick.
You know, and Green Day, great, they're entitled to opinion. But like I said, I'd rather have them play the Super Bowl because you could at least sing their fucking songs. You know their songs.
I wasn't being funny when I said I thought Bad Bunny was an actor because I literally met him on the set of Happy Gilmore 2 and, you know, spoke to him for a little bit. And I had no idea he did music.
He was in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is funny, dude. And kind of in the vein of game shows. You'll find this funny. This lady's answer to if she got snow on her wedding day.
Prayed for snow on her wedding day.
Yes, I did. It was 32 degrees and no snow on my wedding day, but I had 8 inches on my honeymoon. So.
Hey, Beth.
Gotta hear it again. Because it's fucking, she's clever. So, because she looks so innocent. Did she mean like she got 8 inches of her husband on her honeymoon? Or did she get 8 inches of snow?
Well, I think because, you know what she's talking about.
I think we do too, but she doesn't seem like somebody who would say that on television, you know?
Well, she's a dirty birdie. She's a closet dirty birdie. Let it come out, you know? Lots of those.
Bill Gates should have married her.
Those are the best ones. The ones that don't look like it are the fucking dirty birdies. Watch
true.
Out.
True.
On her wedding day.
Yes, I did. It was 32 degrees and no snow on my wedding day, but I had 8 inches on my honeymoon. So.
Alex's face is the best, dude. What? The biggest eyes I have ever seen. That's hysterical.
Yes.
Way to go. How would you recover from that? Like, I feel like if I was there, I would have to be like, what do you mean by that, man? And like really dive into it.
Let's
with
follow
her.
Up on that.
Right. Oh, here's another one, dude. This is sad. And I didn't know this guy has a micro penis, Chad.
Oh boy.
It's 0.38 inches and he's sitting here.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, dude. You feel so bad for the gentleman. But God bless him for, you know, having the heart to talk about. I think he's doing it because he needs to get laid. And anytime somebody sees it, it's crazy.
Did you first start to realize that you had a really small penis?
I would say probably around high school.
Right.
And dealing with like girlfriends and stuff like that. But I was always like under the belief that like maybe like I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Maybe one day it'll get normal size. Mm.
So you're waiting for puberty to have an impact and that was going to happen.
And then
I feel like the guy he's like rubbing it in. He's like, so you're waiting for it to grow and never did.
Yeah. Never did.
Did you speak to your parents about it?
No, I'm adopted.
Okay.
Mom and Dad, I know I'm 17, but is there any way you could check my downstairs to see if I'm sprouting properly?
I feel so bad. That's horrible.
Me too, but think about it like this. He could probably get the best head ever because you're fitting that whole thing in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So he's got like a bonus there. If he finds somebody who's like all about it, it could be a good thing.
I mean, there are people that are small penises, but yeah.
Yeah, but this is like micro fucking 0.38 inches hard, bro. 0.38 hard.
Oh, my God.
Talk to them about stuff.
So you
like
didn't
that.
Have a chance to share that with somebody mm-hmm. that would have known you as well. Mm-hmm. What sort of impact did that have on you then, Michael, as a teenager and in your 20s when everybody's out there, all your mates are out there and they're meeting other people and they're exploring life and sexuality?
Just more like keeping it to myself. Like as like I was younger and teen, 20s and stuff like that, I tried to like keep it to myself. I was always...
Dude, like, I want to fucking laugh at this, but it's so sad, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Horrible. Like, you can never meet a girl and, like, have to get to that point. And then it's just like, oh, here you go. This is tiny little fucking, basically looks like a clit.
Right.
For God's sake.
But I think in the grand scheme of things, like, you technically could. Like, I think this might be all in his head. Because, like, if you could get your girl off some other way, you know, as long as you gel, you know, you could talk and stuff like that. Like, I feel like he could work past this. But I think it was in his head so much, and he was so embarrassed by it that it took him out of the game.
Who wouldn't?
But if this was me, I would then go and learn how to be the best pussy licker around or the best clit rubber. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would figure this out so I'm not sitting there lonely. And I would advertise it, be like, hey, when I pull this out, you might not be, too excited or whatever, but I promise you, when this bad boy comes out, you're in for a treat.
Let me show you something.
Yeah.
Let me show you
something. Like, single. Even though I had friends, they probably wondered why I wasn't dating. And I just didn't want to go through that.
I think being a teenager anyway is so difficult. Like, just with how your body's changing and your skin's normally terrible. I had one eyebrow tea. Were you ever bullied at all? Or did anybody ever comment?
No, nobody. Like I said, I kept it pretty secret, pretty much. There was a few girlfriends, like in high school or whatever, that knew about it. But as far as I know, like, it never got around. Right. Like, I didn't get picked on for it or anything because nobody knew.
Dude, check this out. So he says that it's hard to pee both standing up and sitting down.
Yeah, dude.
But why stand? Oh, because it's so small, you can't even point it down into the. Oh, okay. Because I'm like, how is he
like point three inches? That's like that. That's like that. I mean, that's barely sticking out of your body, and he's overweight.
Wow. Yeah.
So that thing's probably up inside him. He's peeing like, oh my god.
Oh my god! Imagine he fucking got cold, dude. Like, what happens to it? Like, if that's it at its biggest, what is it at its smallest, bro? It might
he's
be an
issue. He's not a shower or a grower.
No. wow, man.
Sad.
So, with regards to you, you've said that you have tried to initiate intimate relations, but it's just not feasible. How does the size of your penis affect your day-to-day life? What sort of impacts does it have?
Aside from, like, the not being able to, like I can't go out and have a one-night stand. I can't go out and do things like that. But it also affects you.
I like how he goes to, like, I can't go out and have a one-night stand. So he can't go out and fuck just random women. Like, he can't have a meaningful relationship. He wants to go out and just have one-night stands. I thought that was funny. So even with a small penis, you want to conquer the world and just bang as many chicks as possible. He doesn't even want a romantic relationship. He's like, no, I'm not looking to settle with one chick. I can't have one-night stands, dude. This is a problem.
What, has he ever had sex? Jesus, God, in the beginning, get it done.
Right. In the beginning, he said he was with like two women in high school and like they didn't tell anybody about it, but I don't know if he banged them or not.
Sure, Billy.
And he's a little too boring to go back.
But did you use the restroom?
You would say what? Yeah, you'd say no, he didn't. Yeah, right. He might have thought he did. They're like,
rub it up against them. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
I was trying to think of something funny. Like, he thought he had it in, but it was like, you know, in a crease or something.
They could do V to V.
Yeah, oh yeah, he could scissor like the lesbians do.
Oh lordy,
your confidence.
I don't want to make fun of the guy. It's sad.
No, I don't think we're making fun of him. We're making light of the subject. That's how I always look at things, because I'm a comedian and I like to joke about everything. So it's like, I'm not making fun of people. I'm trying to make people laugh on the subject rather than, you know.
Because you can't urinate standing up, can you?
No, even.
How does this guy know that?
They probably did pre-interview. And.
Oh, right. I would buy a urinal then, because if you're just pissing straight out, you get one of those, you're kind of good. Or, dude, you could get fucking a backboard for the toilet to where you piss onto that and then it drips down into the toilet, bro. Coming up with shit here for him.
Sitting down can be tricky with cleanup and everything.
Right.
It can be tricky with cleanup, so he's pissing on himself while sitting down, dude.
So
when did you first stop?
That's a sad story, man.
Yeah.
So do you think there is a woman for him? Like, what do you do with that, man? Or get a...
Listen, with the world of kinks and fetishes, I am certain there's some women out there that love micropenises. I'm sure there are. You know? Yeah. Into that. So, it's got to find the right one.
Well, there's some girls, supposedly, I haven't met one because they all seem to get off, but there's some girls that can't get off from insertion. They need clitoral stimulation. They can't just have a straight up orgasm from fucking, like they need somebody rubbing. So some girls supposedly might not need to be penetrated and they just need to be rubbed. So you could find one of those.
There's that.
Getting back to my new profession, Chad, I start next week. Just want you ladies to see what I'll be doing. So book your appointments now.
We're going to hold that. I'm coming directly over your head. We are getting that full range of motion just like that. Now I need you to grab on right here to your ankles. Grab on right here. You're going to pull down in 3, 2, 1, straight to the floor. We're holding that for 3. We're holding that for 2. We're getting that as 3. We're going to hold that. I'm coming directly over your head. We're getting that full range of motion just like that. Now I need you to grab on right here to your ankles. Grab on right here.
Hop on out. Start it over.
Yeah, that would... I hope she smells good and doesn't fart. That's not. That's the.
You are getting a whiff no matter what, dog. Your nose is in that tank for sure.
Obviously that was exaggerated. It wouldn't have to be like that.
No. So yeah, this is official stretch master. He just does all these fake stretches, like to show like he's sexually harassing a woman. So he's like kind of making fun of like what he thinks most stretch masters do. Like they're just there to get feel. Yeah, they're just there.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just obviously there to feel up on your lady. Yeah. But what would happen, Chad, if you walk in and your lady was getting stretched out by a dude like this? How would you handle that?
I'd be like, hey, sweet. I'm going to go fuck someone now, too. Bye.
I was just going to say, or you're like, now when you're done with her, can you stretch me out, too, buddy? See how close he gets, you know? Yeah, right. You're running out the door. Another thing I was watching, dude. These people had like cameras in their house, you know, security cameras, and a dude finds out his wife is cheating on him by the kid asking, "Hey, mom, when we going to Matt's house?" You know that dude, and he's like,
I think
"What?"
I've seen this. Yeah,
it's crazy. What a horrible way to find these. The ozone layer, Chad, is healing faster than scientists expected, and may be fully restored by 2066. I'm hearing.
Sweet.
Which is kind of nuts, man. All the global warming shit that has been going on these past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Lori says, and she's a lady, there's a lot that you can do with your tongue and finger. Agreed.
There you go.
Next week, we got some cool guests coming on. Like I mentioned earlier, we will have, for all you live fans out there, we'll have a chat.
We got to figure that out first. It's not.
We're not announcing the date. We're just saying CT's coming on soon.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Come on now. Next week is, I think it's Gergis, Luke Gergis or Gergis. He's from The Black Hoodie. Go check him out on Instagram, on YouTube. He's got a nice little podcast. He started off, but he's a musician, been in the entertainment business for a little bit. So we're going to talk to him.
In live related news, Patrick is going and doing a few shows with Chris Shin.
Oh, nice.
And Chad was invited down to play guitar with them in Charlotte, apparently.
Get the fuck out. Well, that's another thing people are saying, dude. The live that was with you three and Christian was way more live than what is out there now. So, I mean, again, that's another standing fact, which that doesn't come too often where they say, it shows what a sham he's got going on, Mr. Eddie K, that it doesn't happen too often where people are picking a different lead singer as the original band over, you know, the original lead singer. So you're doing something way wrong, Mr. Eddie K. And if you're fine with second rate musicians representing your music and what you guys built up, you know, it's crazy that you would do that. It's like moving on down, whatever, to the west side. Whatever the Jeffersons did, Mr. Kowalczyk, you're doing the opposite.
Moving on up.
Yeah, right. Moving on down, though.
Oh, by the way, speaking of lead singers, it's sad to see that Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down died.
Yeah, really man, sad. 47, bro.
Very nice kid. I met him a couple times. We played some shows with him. Always nice, good guy. Seemed like a really good guy, actually. And you know, get that great goddamn cancer and friggin' he's gone. Sad.
Yeah, man. He was putting out videos a while ago, kind of letting everybody know about it. And he was like saying, "I don't want, you know." I kind of kept this in for a little bit because I didn't want, you know, outpour and stuff. Like, I don't want you guys being sad over me and stuff like that. So he's a real good dude. Great songwriter, great lyricist, great voice. So that's sad. The world lost, you know, a cool dude. Mm-hmm. And leave the show with some creepy little facts here. Unless you had anything else you wanted to talk about. We still got more Epstein stuff to dive into, but we'll save that. We do have bonus shows coming up for you folks, so you'll be getting a lot more content out of the Gracious too. But I want to leave them with proof of time travel, Mr. Shaw. As I'm seeing some more of these things, dude, there's I'm starting to believe that there's been time travelers. We've seen them.
There's a lot of strange photos and stuff, people in the past holding stuff, things that look like phones or being dressed like not for the period. Yeah.
And then the one thing, this guy, I don't know if we played it on here or I just wanted to, but this guy saying that he's in 2055 and he's posting all these videos in France and it's desolate. He's at the Eiffel Tower. Nobody's there. He's at the Louvre, bro, with the Mona Lisa. Nobody's there. Yeah.
He has all these PlayStation 7 video games on the shelves.
Yep.
He pulls out a Fanta. Yeah, he pulls a Fanta out of a vending machine that's from April of 2055.
Yep. Crazy. That's
crazy. I don't know. Yes. And this is apparently all these videos were made like before the proliferation, of AI.
Exactly. And so this is where I want to say that I'm putting on my conspiracy theorist hat because this is something where I'm like, it could be, it couldn't be, like, it's just something to think about. All the other shit we talk about, it's like, we're really drawing lines. This is just something that could be, not saying it's real or not. Proof of time travel. Let's see what they got here. 1920. Oh, so I wanted to double check this. Footage from a 1928 premiere shows a woman holding a small object to her ear and speaking. Portable communication didn't exist at that time. The clip is real, archived, and still unexplained. So in a Charlie Chaplin movie, what would you possibly be doing there? And even the phones didn't look anything like
that. She hold? Yeah, it looks like it has a little camera on it. And it's very strange.
Yep.
Bob says hearing aid.
That's a big ass hearing aid. That's like the boombox from back. Yeah. A man allegedly turned $800 into $350 million. So this is Andrew Carlson, impossibly accurate trades. He claimed to be from the year 2256 and referenced future events. After being released, he vanished without a trace. Wow.
Okay.
The time traveler hipster photo. Yeah. It shows a man, and we're only reading it for the listening audience. 1941 photograph shows a man wearing modern sunglasses, a graphic t-shirt, and holding what looks like a modern camera. Everyone else in the image is accurately dressed for the period or the era. No single explanation.
That's not the actual photo. The actual photo is different than that.
Right.
It's like a side shot of him. But anyway,
The Rudolph Fence case, 1950. A man in 1800s clothing was hit by a car carrying old coins, letters, and documents from the 19th century. Police traced his name to a man who disappeared in 1876. The evidence appeared authentic and internally consistent. Wow.
Interesting.
And last but not least, the Moberly Jourdain incident. Two British women claim they walked into 18th century Versailles and saw people in historical clothing. Years later, they independently identified historical details they shouldn't have known. Their accounts matched each other and historical records, making one of the most documented time slip cases. Okay, whatever on that one.
That's interesting. Scotty said he sent Epstein jail letter.
I sent all the video of the Jepstein jail letter.
Jepstein.
I don't know where you sent that, Scotty, but if it's something that it's worth, I'll pull it up for the next show. Bobby, you want to come on and say goodbye to the audience, my man? Or anything else you got for the audience? Let's see. Good old Ababe. What up, brother?
What's up, guys?
Chilling. Are you on the camp that Epstein is still alive, or do you think he's dead?
I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I really have no doubt that he's still alive. I mean, you can't kill yourself in a jail cell, first of all. So that is out the window. Like, how can you kill yourself in a jail cell? Like, there would be people killing themselves every day in jails.
Like Joe Rogan said, his cellmate was this gigantic friggin' former policeman who murdered people.
Right. Right.
And why would he be in a jail cell with someone else if he's such a high value prisoner?
Exactly. Especially an old police officer who would love nothing more than to get his hands on criminals and kill them, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's pretty wild.
Pretty wild. All right, Bobby, you want to say goodbye to the gracious audience?
Take care, everybody. Thank you. Keep watching.
Hasta la vista, a baby. All right, Mr. Gracie, another gracious Tuesday, my man. One more down.
I want to say thank you to all the people that come on here every week and watch us and chat with us. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And keep liking, subscribing, sharing, following, and let's put up our sponsors.
Boom. Thank you for that. Yes. Please like, subscribe, share, follow. Sharing is key, folks. You guys love all your engagement, but please share away. Let's grow this audience. And this way, Mr. Gracie and I can give you folks way more content. Where is she? There we go. Okay, our sponsors, a word from our sponsors. We got Eric Javits, Old Glory, and the Good Feels for your THC seltzers and drops. Sugar-free, if you're not looking to add calories, but add a little buzz and some good flavor, Good Feels are your number one go-to for the seltzers and the drops. Old Glory, gotta love them. Good old rock and roll memorabilia. A lot of cool old stuff on there. You got some Zeppelin, you got some Doors, you got some really cool bands on there. And some new age stuff too. And of course, Eric Javits for all your high-end fashion needs. If it's good enough for Melania, I think it's good enough for y'all. Did you hear Miss Melania's documentary did very well? $7 million in its first weekend, the highest opening of any documentary.
Critically acclaimed, not critically acclaimed, but acclaimed by the audience. Like the critics are like shitting on it because they're all leftists and they hate Trump. So
the highest disparity between critics and people who saw the movie, it has a 99% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes for the people who saw it. And then like a 2% critics rating, which is laughable.
Well, I saw Rolling Stone just said that Bad Bunny's performance was the second best show ever for the Super Bowl.
Who was first?
I don't know. Probably Michael Jackson or something like that. Someone legitimate.
But right. Like,
they're literally going to say he's the second best halftime show ever. Give me a fucking break, dude. God,
Janet Jackson's titty was way better.
Seriously. Prince, Janet Jackson, Prince. Michael Jackson. I mean, come on. Yeah. This guy's second best over. Give me a fucking break, dude.
A fucking break is right. Like that lie. Why do you need to say that lie? Like it's kind of even that.
They have to reinforce their bullshit. They got to reinforce their fucking bullshit. That's why.
Yep.
So stupid.
Yeah. Brene Harrison says Prince
was worse. Prince was. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I think she's saying better.
Oh. Well, we asked who number one was.
Oh. Maybe she's saying that. Yeah. But yeah, crazy. All right. Thank you, audience. Cool. Been another gracious Tuesday. We're going black.
Thank you, everybody. Later.